If you live in the U.S., this week begins with the Day of Reckoning. The 15th of April is tax day for individual taxes, and it's a day when a lot of people are angry, upset, and scared, especially if they can't pay their taxes. Now, paying taxes is not fun, and with the dismal level of representation we receive from our governments around the world, paying taxes to fund their corruption, deceit, greed, and fraud is the last thing any of us wants to do. But I pay my taxes with a smile and claim my tenfold return and move on. This is all changing, by the way. We're still in the energy echoes of the April 8th eclipse, and in that strange astro lineup with all of the planets, including Pluto, in the first two and the last two signs, this is drawing us into a dark-light confrontation on the individual and collective levels. With Pluto holding the light in 5D Aquarius by himself, reminding us that the 5D energy integration is our goal, he's holding that energetic space for us, and we know what the eventual outcome will be. We are in full integration now with full polarity, showing every bit of light and dark in glaring detail. We are fully integrating 5D into 3D and seeing the results. Keep those lights shining and get out of your spiritual bubble. It's time to focus on the collective, not the darkness, and you can't do that if you've isolated yourself from what you call the world. That's the topic of this week's newsletter. Welcome to the High Vibes Living Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Hoffman, former business, finance, and technology expert, turned spiritual warrior and high vibes living mentor. And I want to show you how to engage your high vibes living to create your rich, happy, and successful life. Since 2004, I've been teaching soul congruent, mind expanding, wholeness living to a global audience via my weekly Enlightening Life newsletter and my leading edge programs, masterclasses, accurate intuitive sessions, and the best life and energy coaching available anywhere. I'm the world's most accurate intuitive, the iconic energy savant, a best-selling author of 8 books, the expert on energy boundaries, alignment, integration, and intention, and the founder of the Becoming 360 Method of Transformation. I'm here to motivate, inspire, and energize you to embrace your full potential, upsource your possibilities, revive your life, and shine your life brightly. Thank you for joining me on this week's High Vibes Living Podcast, and I hope you'll learn something that tunes you into your high vibes and motivates and energizes you and shines some light on your journey. Let's get started. I looked through my 21-year article archive, which contains over 5,000 articles and various other pieces of content, and I don't think I've ever written about this topic before. Maybe not this way. Maybe because until the last 5 or 6 years, we had to exist in a spiritual bubble because that's how we did our energy work and maintained our energetic balance. But now things are different. We are well into the ascension path. We are present in far greater numbers, and the collective energy frequency is very high. We have done a lot of 5D integration into 3D, so the density is not the problem. So what's going on? I recently posted on social media that we are seeing the fully polarized 3D Earth grid, dark versus light. At one end, we have the full darkness of 3D density. And at the other end, we have 5D light and energy, and there is a big energy gap in between. We are moving into duality, which is multidimensionality. This is the concept of heaven on earth, and we are now able to integrate both 3D and 5D. No more separation or veil between the spiritual and material worlds. Polarity and duality are not the same thing, which I have been saying for years. The words do not even mean the same thing. Look them up. So when I hear people using the terms polarity and duality in the same sentence to describe the separation between the spiritual and material worlds, it's irritating and annoying. They do not know what they're talking about, and if they bothered to look up the words, they would know that. We are moving out of polarity and into duality, which is full multidimensionality, the ability to integrate multiple dimensions simultaneously into our reality. It's still in early stages, which is why you can feel off balance, out of sync, you drop things, stumble, or fall, because your sense of space is altered. With practice, that will improve and get easier to manage. For now, be careful and pay attention to your physical surroundings, because when you are operating on a multidimensional level, it is easy to fall, hurt yourself, drop things, or lose your sense of physical space. We do a lot of this integration work at night when we are sleeping, and especially during our daily coma naps, but it can happen to us during the day too. This polarizing of our 3D reality is plain and clear, and we see it in a growing awareness of the illusion that we have known as our reality and the truth that has been hidden from us until now. Expect more of this to come this year, and I think some of those truths are going to be absolutely mind-blowing. Remember, 2024 is the year of resonance, reclamation, resurgence, and revival, which I talked about in the 2024 predictions and the GPS 2024 program, link you can find on the blog page. Resonance becomes our key filter for connection. Reclamation is how we reintegrate our power and energy. Resurgence is our forward motion into 5D and our ongoing integration of 3D. Revival is an awakening to our potential that we have abandoned or neglected because we are focused on our karma missions or living in a spiritual bubble. The April 8 eclipse set off an energy showdown between the dark and the light. Remember, it was at 19, which is what? The magic carpet degree. This is also a showdown between 3D and 5D, between our karma heritage and our 5D potential. It's uncomfortable and scary, since it disrupts lifetimes of living our karma path and letting it go without also getting the outcome we want. Sad to say, we probably won't be joyfully joining our karma partners in a loving embrace of forgiveness, reconnection, and 5D empowerment. The outcome will probably be, and this has to be both a consideration and an option, that we let go of lifetimes of karma missions to go off in our own direction. I've been saying this for many years, and it's coming to zero point now. I have seen this happen in my life, and I know you see it in yours too. Someone commented on my post about the polarity and said they didn't know what I was referring to because they didn't watch the news. I replied that she really needed to know what was going on in the world she lived in. Now, she may not appreciate my comment, and that's okay. Frankly, I don't appreciate the idea that 3D work is someone else's responsibility, and she can't be bothered to participate. Maybe that's being a bit harsh, but I know how hard I've been working on 3D, 5D integration for the past 20 plus years, as have many of you. And it's not so some people can live in a spiritual bubble, feeling safe and secure, while others do the hard work, while the spiritual bubble people sit back and tell us which spots we missed. Imagine if you had someone who showed up at your house at dinner time nearly every night. They brought no food or wine. They didn't help with the cooking. And when the meal was over, they got up and went home, leaving you with the cleanup and a lot of dirty dishes. How long would it take for you to tell them they were no longer welcome to eat at your table? For me, I think the second time they conveniently showed up at mealtime and didn't bring anything, I'd send them home. And I would say something to someone who thought my dinner table was a restaurant and they didn't have to clean up after themselves. I know that some people do their work on the sidelines while others are out on the leading edge. But too many people find comfort on the sidelines and are quietly wishing for a more joyful, fulfilling life while being unwilling to step out of their spiritual bubble. There would be no game if everyone was on the sidelines. Someone has to have the courage to step onto the field and take action. There is a growing line of demarcation between those who are doing the spiritual work and those who are enjoying the benefits. I admit that 20 years ago, only the brave and daring were standing up and shining their light. I was one of them, and I remember sharing messages and information and publishing content to a very small audience that eventually grew, but I was one of a very small group of people who were doing more than popular spirituality and grazing the surface of energy work and ascension. Times have changed, and it's a far different world now, with spirituality going mainstream and everyone jumping on the spiritual bandwagon now that terms like ascension, resonance, 5D, and energy mastery are cool and acceptable. And I think that's great. But there's still a group of people who are afraid to leave their spiritual bubble of protection because while we have flooded the world with light, it has uncovered a lot of darkness. And a lot of us have a long karmic history of persecution, criticism, judgment, and betrayal for our spiritual beliefs. This is not a condemnation of anyone. I know all too well the isolation and rejection that a spiritual path can bring. Let me share this with you. In spite of being a globally recognized spiritual teacher, no one in my rather large family ever mentions my work. In fact, they deliberately avoid any mention of it. None of them have bought my books, subscribed to my newsletter, attended any of my live or online events, listened to my weekly Enlightening Live broadcast, which has been on the air since May of 2005, or taken any of my dozens of classes. If I based my level of acceptance and acceptability according to their level of participation, I'd have quit a long time ago and gotten a real job, as they have hinted at over the years. And this probably resonates with many of you. So what's the solution? Stay in my spiritual bubble or open the door to the world? The answer is a combination of the two. And I have to add that the spiritual bubble includes being safely surrounded by members of the spiritual community. When I first started channeling and writing, Archangel Uriel told me that it was time for spiritual people to stop hanging around with each other. It's safe to be aligned with people who share your philosophy and opinions, and if you have a karmic history of persecution, it's hard to step out of that safety zone to approach the very people who once condemned you harshly for your beliefs. But it is time for us to do that. It doesn't mean we have to watch endless hours of corporate media or mix with people we know aren't aligned with our spiritual energy at all. But it does mean that we have to put a light in the window for those who aren't sure and who may be open to your perspective. As the saying goes, you don't know what you don't know. This doesn't infer that you have to stand on a street corner and publicly proclaim your beliefs to anyone who happens to walk by. I wouldn't do that either. But it does mean that it's time to explore new options for sharing and expressing your energy in the world. I recently had a conversation with a client who was very unhappy and bored with her life. I told her she needed to start singing again. She was a gifted singer with a beautiful voice who had stopped singing decades ago after her mother had strongly criticized her singing. She just could not face going on stage again with those words ringing in her ears. I reminded her that her mother, who is always our strongest karmic partner, had lifetimes of rivalry with her, driven by jealousy and a desire to prevent her from using her gifts. As we had this conversation, I could feel her energy shift and her confidence in her singing begin to return. She started to talk about how much she enjoyed singing because of the audience response and how much joy it brought to them. I reminded her that singing was how she shared her energy and gifts with the world. This is true for you too. It may not be singing, but it could be a lot of other things. What's your gift? One of mine is writing. I'm a gifted writer and always have been. Maybe it's because my childhood activities were so limited because I had 5 years of paralysis and was unable to walk, so I couldn't excel at physical activities. But since I couldn't walk, I wrote. Writing has always been one way I express my energy, and my writings have been shared with millions of people around the world. I get messages and testimonials every day from people who've read one of my articles, sometimes ones that I wrote nearly 20 years ago, telling me how much they helped them. Your gifts and talents are how you share your energy. What are yours? And let me tell you here, you probably have more than one. What's your gift? It's time to explore it. You do not have to become an Olympic-level athlete or to become the world's best at anything. You just have to do your best and express yourself in the best way you can. That can include anything. And if you notice, some of the top channels on social media involve creativity, such as cooking, sewing, and creative self-expression. Think of that term, creative self-expression. What does it inspire in you? What are you prepared to do or to share or to express now? Get ready, because the opportunity to do that is here. And if you're in your spiritual bubble, something may come along to pop it and help you to get a new perspective on the world. It's time to shine. And you can do that in your spiritual bubble where no one sees your light, or you can do it with a door wide open so that the world can know how bright your light is and participate in sharing the wonderful energy you have. Thanks so much for tuning in to the High Vibes Living Podcast. I'm Jennifer Hoffman, your host. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode and that it has inspired, motivated, and energized you to take a few steps towards your rich, happy, and successful life. If you need more inspiration for your life path, check out my 8 best-selling books on Amazon, or look at a transformational intuitive session, coaching, or program on my website, enlighteninglife.com. Be sure to sign up for my newsletter and join my over 5 million weekly blog readers. Please subscribe to the High Vibes Living Podcast. Give it a like and a review. Your acknowledgement helps others find us and get the information and inspiration they need to turn their pain into joy and their fear into confidence. Your Becoming 360 transformation into congruence and divine harmony is a step away, as is your rich, happy, and successful life. Join us each week for a new episode, and I look forward to our next time together.